old great games really kind of like disrupt the industry, disrupt the marketplace, give people more options. The Suffering did this. So, The Church in the Darkness, how do you want that to disrupt the marketplace? What are your goals for this game once it's released?
I don't really think of it as disrupting, but I mean, I guess you could think of it that way. But the thing for me is that, you know, I looking at games that have come out over the last, you know, 30 years, I'm always surprised that there aren't more that are doing interesting things with dynamic narrative, mm-hmm. And having a narrative that changes every time you play or reacts to what you're doing or does, you know, more complex things. And there have been a bunch of games that do that in sort of research spaces, but fewer that are doing it, you know, in a sort of commercial sense. And there have been a few exceptions to that. Like, I like to point out the Shadow of Mordor Nemesis system is basically a dynamic narrative system where it's shaping what you do in the world and turning it into a little unique story. So I think there's movement in that direction. But I was just fascinated by this idea of having a game that fulfills some of the requirements of being a roguelike, but also has a narrative that's changing every time in addition to the rest of the game changing every time. So I thought, this would be a really cool thing to do in the game and no one else would do it. And I mean, it's certainly, I always like to do something unique with a game, mm-hmm. when I'm working on it, but I don't think of it necessarily as, hey, I'm going to go change the industry with this game. But maybe in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, hey, this is a first step to doing something different with dynamic narrative. And maybe other teams will pick up on what I do and then take it and do something new with it from there. So, we'll see if that actually happens. There's certainly lots of games that come out and do really interesting things and then no one copies them and they just get forgotten. So who knows what'll actually happen, but, I hope it lets people think about different things you can do with dynamic narrative.